This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Supreme Court today has overruled Roe versus Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to an abortion after almost 50 years.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Listen, it's a heartbreaking betrayal of half of the country. Sorry, I'm getting, you know, watching the women there. It's emotional.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I call on everyone, no matter how deeply they care about this decision, to keep all protests peaceful.
I don't want you to freak out.
I'm freaking out!
Into the streets!
Into the streets!
Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. No intimidation.
No matter how they try and stop us, the hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's settled law now, right? Isn't that what they always say? It's settled law. But now they're out in the streets. We need a June 24th. Commission here. Maxine Waters is saying they've seen nothing yet. AOC is talking about defying this decision by the Supreme Court, this ruling 6-3. This is an insurrection. This is an attempted coup, right? They're using their own standards. This is an existential threat to democracy, what they're suggesting here. These tantrums, this virtue signaling that's going on. Anyway, you know what's going on today. The decision finally came down. You thought the moon bats were melting down yesterday with the decision on the Second Amendment. They're even going crazier today, and we'll be talking about this throughout the course of the day. We are broadcasting live this afternoon from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, Mass. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Come on down. We're right at the Rotary in Hyannis, right near the airport and the mall. And we'll be here all afternoon until 6 o'clock. Come on down. Buy one of our T-shirts. I'm wearing "Let's Go Brandon" or "Make Gas Cheap Again." People who come in, the first 20 that come in, are going to get a free Kennedy Babylon book to go along with the T-shirts. And then we've got all kinds of great stuff. Barbie Ann's was here earlier today giving us some free eats. That's gone now. But Cape Gunworks is still running a special for the day for our show. Full annual individual membership for just $250 out the door. No initiation fee. That's a $475 value for $250. You can't get it in the usual way we do these deals. Go to CapeGunworks.com and click on Howie and Grace. Get the deal. Go to CapeGunworks.com and click on Howie and Grace. Get the deal. Or you can come on down. Meet all the people here, Brendan and Toby, and there's Jimmy over there, formerly of the BPD. And everybody's here. We're going to have a great time.
And Jim's going to show me how to shoot the... It's a gun, but it shoots pepper ball bullets instead. So if you're not super...
Maureen just bought one.
Yeah, if you're not super comfortable with guns.
She's going to use it to defend herself against her and her Westie against coyotes on the Cape.
Coyotes, as Kamala likes to call them. Coyotes. Woo!
Coyotes, yes. All right, okay. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to here today, And it's a good decision. And, you know, the thing is, the libs are going, well, now guns have more rights in America than women do. And, I mean, it's just a typically ridiculous statement. You know, the decision yesterday was about the right of Americans to have firearms, which are mentioned in the Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution. Now, I'm going to ask all these profound constitutional scholars like Joe Biden and Maxine Waters. Where is abortion mentioned in the United States Constitution? It's not. And that's why, that's the whole rationale behind this decision. You know, they're making such a big deal. What's the group Ruth sent us?
Yeah, Ruth Jane's Bader. Revenge.
Yeah, Jane's Revenge. Yeah, that's Jane Doe, I guess, you know, from Roe v. Wade, or as Biden calls it, Woe v. Wade. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ruth sent us, the group, that's what they call themselves.
Woe v. Wade.
She said that this was a terrible decision. That they this is a question that should be decided by the state legislatures. It should not be decided by federal fiat, and that's what they did. And you know, that's what Alito said in his decision today. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. And I don't think anybody, and again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg agreed with that. She probably would have, you know, if she were still alive, she would have voted the other way on this. But she knew it was bad law. And this is, you know, I'm thinking about where they're going to be riots tonight, or where the demonstrations are taking place, where the meltdowns are occurring.
The night of rage is what they're calling
it. The night of rage. For instance, they already have gathered on Park Street in front of the on Beacon Street in front of the State House. They're, you know, all these people, I guess their bosses let them leave work early today to go and demonstrate in front of the State House. Does anyone think anybody in Massachusetts is going to be denied an abortion? What is the protest all about in Massachusetts? I'm sure they're freaking out on Congress Street in Portland, Maine, and in front of the Capitol in a State House in Augusta. But they have a trigger law in Maine, which says if this happens, the law automatically goes into effect protecting women's rights to abortion. All the places where there may be trouble tonight are all, almost 100% in states where there's going to be no such problem. There's going to be no problem getting an abortion.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think of it like that. Like, you're hearing about states where they are banning abortion, and you're right. There's going to be none of this night of rage.
You think it's
going to
be a night of rage?
Charlie Parker already signed an executive order today protecting Roe v. Wade in Massachusetts, protecting abortion in Massachusetts.
Well, why did he sign an order protecting any kind of Catholic churches that that might be torched here? Or might be vandalized? Did he say any of the pro-life clinics in the state? Are they going to get any kind of protection from the state police, or are they going to call up the National Guard to protect those places?
Sorry.
Yeah, of course not. By the way, he brought back his favorite D word today. He's disappointed. He hasn't been this disappointed since President Trump did fill in the blank. Not only is he disappointed, he said in his press release. And by the way, the press release came out like approximately 3 minutes after the decision came down. So obviously it was pre-written. It was just ready to go. All they had to do was hit the button and it went out. He's deeply disappointed in the decision. Deeply disappointed.
Did this just happen?
So, Nancy, you know what Nancy Pelosi said? And you know, I don't want to, you know, minimize this and make it a laughing matter, but she said American women today have less freedom than their mothers. Think about that. So she's saying that the mothers could have aborted their daughters, but since they didn't choose to abort their daughters have less freedom to abort their daughters or their sons. Does that make any? And by the way, in case you didn't know it, she's a devout Catholic.
I think what was even weirder was the Josh Rogan guy from the Washington Post saying, you know, my unborn daughter will not have as many rights as my mother. It's like, why are you're kind of going against your own point when you're talking about the fact that you're going to have a daughter who is not going to be aborted. I mean, it makes you like your mind goes into a pretzel.
Well, here's one from AOC, and a guy came by earlier today here at Cape Gunworks, and he said, "I have a new nickname for AOC, and it should be THC." the active ingredient in cannabis sativa, which, you know, you in this case, it does seem like she's been smoking something. People will die because of this decision. Wait, what is abortion all about?
If very it's legal, fake news.
People will die because of this decision. It's but, you know, prepare for a weekend of if we're lucky, it will just be merely virtue signaling. If we're unlucky, could be much worse. We know we know someone who's he's done some work for me. He's working at a campaign in the Midwest, and he's pretty devout Catholic, and he went to Mass last Sunday, and the priest said, next Sunday, just keep an eye on the news and be prepared to bring a gun to church, because we may have problems.
I don't know, if all the protesters are as fat as the ones I saw today, the marches won't get very far.
Just to the all-you-can-eat buffet. By the way, Grace just handed me a tweet, a photo from a friend, downtown D.C. businesses boarding up their windows. Now, again, is anybody going to be denied an abortion in the District of Columbia? The answer is no. So what is it? What's this all about? What is it about? They just wanted, this is, I think it was Jerry Rubin or Abby Hoffman, one of the yippies, wrote a book once in the 60s, Revolution for the Hell of It. That's what this is. This is just going out and causing a ruckus. They're drama queens. 844-500-4242. 207 says, does Magic 8-Ball think there will be violent protests tonight? Magic 8-Ball is back in the studio. Is Magic 8-Ball? We'll have Taylor will talk to Magic 8-Ball. And by the way, when we come back, President Trump has left us a voicemail today. He's issued a statement, and the Howie Carr Show has it exclusively. We'll have it when we come back. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, riots, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, etc. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out? Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been?
Epidemics are big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. We're here at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Come on down if you're in the area around Hyannis. Stop on by. We'll be here all afternoon, and you can also, it's a special as long as we're on the air, and you can go to CapeGunWorks.com and click on Howie and Grace. Get the deal. It's a full annual membership for $250, no initiation fee. It's a $475 value for just $250. And you can, if you can't get online, you can just call up Cape Gun Works and get the deal, or you can just do it here in the actual shop itself, Cape Gun Works. It's a great place to be. Everybody's having a good time here. We're all having a lot of laughs. It's a good day. It's not. The trouble will begin when the sun goes down. Fortunately, it's one of the longest days of the year, so they'll have less time to loot and burn in their mostly peaceful protests. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Code word Howie3. First, I guess we should have the first thing we should do is play a cut from Dementia Joe Biden before we play the statement by the former president, the other guy. All right, 844-500-4242. Okay, play cut 2 from Dementia Joe this afternoon.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized.
Got that? A constitutional right. Where is it in the Constitution? Would you care? Let's have a flashback. This is Joe Biden in 2006.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And there ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
But it's not a right. Today it is a right. Under the Constitution. But it's not in the Constitution. Where are the fact checkers? Imagine if Trump was just going out and just making stuff up, just lying through his teeth. Okay, cut 7. He says it again. Cut 11.
And if Congress, as it appears, lacks the votes to do that now, voters need to make their voices heard. This fall, we must elect more senators and representatives who will codify women's right to choose into federal law once again.
So it's a constitutional right now. It wasn't in 2006. Here's what the
court has done, what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized.
But you told us it wasn't a constitutional right, and it's not in the Constitution, but now it is. So which is it, Dementia Joe? Again, President Trump puts out his messages for most people on Truth Social, but he likes to leave a voicemail for us. We don't have time? Okay, we still got to do the poll question. We'll do it after the break. Today's poll question is brought to you. What is the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
Will there be widespread looting and rioting tonight?
I'm going to go against the grain here and say no.
13% say no.
I thought they were going to release it on July 1st, a week from today, because I figured that would be better. Yeah, July 1st, because I figured that would be the end of the beginning of the 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. And I figured most of them would be, you know, vacationing in the Hamptons or in, you know, on Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket, and they wouldn't have time to loot and burn. But, you know, it's their call, I guess. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to have to wait until the next segment to play President Trump, and then we'll be back with Grace's News. Come on down to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis today. Get your T-shirts, and with a T-shirt, if you buy a T-shirt, you get a free copy of Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1 or 2. Your choice. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, broadcasting live today from Cape Gunworks. Come on down. It's in Hyannis, Massachusetts on Cape Cod, and we'll be here all afternoon. And people are saying, about the poll question, will there be widespread looting? Depends on what widespread is. I guess, yeah, I know. But and another caller says, another texter says, the women screaming hysterically won't loot and destroy, but Antifa will. Antifa will look for any excuse. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, I'm sure some people have been, sizing up. They need some new felony sneakers, as the BPD used to call them in the old days. loot an athletic supply store, get a flat screen TV. Could always use some Hennessy cognac going into the big 4th of July weekend. 844-500-4242. So we have a statement from President Trump on the two rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court on guns and on abortion.
Today's decision, which is the biggest win for life in a generation, along with other decisions that have been announced recently, were only made possible because I delivered everything as promised, including nominating and getting three highly respected and strong constitutionalists confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. It was my great honor to do so. I did not cave to the radical left Democrats, their partners in the fake news media, or the rhinos, who are likewise the true but silent enemy of the people. These major victories prove that even though the radical left is doing everything in their power to destroy our country, your rights are being protected, the country is being defended, and there's still hope and time to save America. I will never stop fighting for the great people of our nation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. And he's assured me that from now, he's now going to always leave these messages on our voicemail so that we will have them from now on. So you can only come here to the Howie Carr Show to get the official. You can go to Truth Social and read them, but to actually hear his own words, you'll have to go to the Howie Carr Show. By the way, it would take a heart of stone not to laugh at what's happening to Representative Liz Cheney today. She sent out the appeal to Democrats in Wyoming to switch their registration to vote for her in the primary. And today the Supreme Court decision came out as expected, and she tweeted out a couple hours ago, "I have always been strongly pro-life. Today's ruling by the Supreme Court returns power to the states and the people of the states to address the issue of abortion under state law." Well, guess what? The romance is over between Liz Cheney. There is no more strange new respect for Liz Cheney on the left. They want to tar and feather her, I dare say. This is the way it always is. Mitt Romney never could figure this out. John McCain never could figure this out. And now Liz Cheney. She was it's Lenin's phrase, I believe, a useful idiot. She was a useful idiot for a brief shining moment. But her 15 minutes of fame is over. Now she's just another Republican SOB or DOB. All right, 844-500-4242. Now it's time for Grace's News.
Thank you, Howie. We are here at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. We got a great crowd here. There's still time to come check it out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And obviously the big story of the day is Roe versus Wade being overturned. This is from the Washington Examiner. Several groups of pro-abortion rights activists are planning to protest outside the home of Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife, Ginny Thomas, on Friday evening, just hours after the Supreme Court announced its decision.
Is this racist? Is this a hate crime?
Well, what this always makes me think of, Howie, when they were outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home and outside of Amy Coney Barrett's home, the point of that, I guess, was to try by bullying and intimidating them to try to get them to change their opinions. But in what world does that work where you say, oh, this is what I believe. I'm a Supreme Court justice. This is what I believe. This is what I think is right. And then you have these nutcases outside your house freaking out, and you're going to go, oh, you know what, though? Those people seem like they really know what's going on.
Because if I give in to these lunatics...
things will get better.
Right. They'll never come after me again.
Right,
they will
right.
never try to intimidate me again.
The alligator won't eat me if I give them just a little bit of what they want. I'm sure I'll be spared. How did that work for Robespierre, Howie?
Off with his head.
Exactly. And by the way, there's a new poll out. A lot of stuff is today from the Washington Examiner because they have a lot of articles about this issue. Although it seems like today the entire country is talking about Roe versus Wade, most people are more concerned with the cost of living than they are with abortion, believe it or not.
And this Go figure.
This is what I'm surprised at. Like a lot of people...
especially if you live... I would guess 60, 70%, maybe 80% of the people live in states that aren't going to be affected by this. And how many people are affected by abortions to begin with? And yet the Democrats are going, well, this is going to shift everything. Now we're going to prevail in the midterms because people don't care about being killed in the streets. They don't care about fentanyl swamping the country. By the way, Breyer mentioned in his dissent today that... you know, there were 45,000 Americans killed by guns last year in the United States. 107,000 were killed by fentanyl that came over the southern border brought by illegal aliens due to the open border policy. And also, I believe maybe over half, maybe as much as two-thirds of the people who were killed by guns are suicides. And Alito mentioned that in his... He wrote the opinion on the gun ruling, and he said, you know, do you think that the people who aren't allowed to carry guns outside in New York State are going to be deterred from committing suicide inside their homes with guns if we overturn this, or if it's not, or if it's upheld one way or the other? It doesn't matter.
Well, you just mentioned fentanyl, and that is a big problem in this country, but I don't know if this is going to make people feel better. The Biden administration is working really hard on banning JUULs.
I know.
So they have their priorities in order.
Yeah. I know.
Mango-flavored JUULs have been banned for quite some time. So rest easy, everyone.
And they're also going to try to take nicotine out of cigarettes because that's really a pressing issue in the United States of America.
You know what I like about you, Howie? You don't smoke anymore. But the way that you come to the defense of smokers, I can tell that it was a joyous time in your life when you did. And I'm not promoting at all. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. But I'm just saying, the way you talk about it, you are on their side.
If John Kerry and AOC can convince me that there's only 8 years left, I'm going back.
You are. You know what I'm going back to?
I'm
going to
find my ashtrays.
You know what I'm going back to, Howie?
What?
Diet Coke. That would be a good subject. If you thought the world was going to end, what are you going back to? And you know what's for dinner every night? Prime rib. Because why not? And dunk it in the au jus sauce.
What else have you got for us, Grace?
Well, Howie, we also have a little bit of news about some of these corporations that are now going to be paying or covering the cost of abortion travel if necessary. That includes Disney, JP Morgan, and some others.
Can someone say virtue signaling?
No.
And can someone also say cutting back on health care costs because you don't have to insure the kid who would be a dependent of your employee? And somehow they can virtue signal and save money at the same time.
Yeah, that is a good point. They're virtue signaling, but they're really just not paying the bigger cost. Streaming giant Netflix, and Netflix has been having a couple of problems lately. They've been laying a lot of people off.
Yeah, it's in the Wall Street Journal this morning. They laid off another 3% of their employees yesterday.
Well, they say they would offer a $10,000 lifetime allowance per employee for abortion-related travel. In addition,
the way I prefer to look at it is they're offering severance to the children of any of their birthing people who get pregnant. I know that's kind of rude, but the audience is kind of amused by it a little bit.
Well, Howie, I also, just to go off of this for 1 second, because I don't know how much time you'll have to play this cut, there's a really good cut from a Republican who's running for governor in Arizona. Her name is Carrie Lake, and she has the Trump card. Mm-hmm. She's endorsed by former President Donald Trump.
I saw her at Mar-a-Lago. She was eating dinner with Mike Lindell when we ran into Mike Lindell.
She has 22 years of TV experience, so it makes sense why she was able to get the best live shot cut of the day.
She knows what it's like when you're approached by somebody out of the blue who's not a friend of yours. It's a hit.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Nice to see you. You don't have a mask on anymore. What's going
we're
on?
Outside. Aww. Do you have a minute to chat?
Well, we're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus. Does that still exist? I didn't think so, because the people don't like what you guys are peddling, which is propaganda. Thank you.
That's involuntary servitude.
There's so many things. Can I? I'm going to give everyone a piece of advice right now. Yes, the audio is great, but you really should watch the video, because she's shaking her hand while she's saying it, and she's just keeping her right there in front of the camera. And then when she drops the mic, she drops the lady's hand, and this reporter's face, her mouth was agape. She was like catching flies. She was so in shock. Her head was spinning. She didn't know where to look.
Do you know what's even more embarrassing?
What?
CNN aired that.
That is true. I don't understand
But it's the best video that they've aired in years.
Yeah, it's going to get the most views.
But the other thing is, too, that when she, that was a TV hit that CNN was trying to, on someone who's done hits herself. Mm-hmm. So she knew what was going on. But she grabbed the hand. And that's old organized crime style. When Dean O'Banion got killed in his floral shop in Chicago back in the 20s by Al Capone's people, they walk in and they shook his hand, and then the other guys pull out the guns. And so if you've got the hand, you can't do anything, right? So it was a hit in many different ways. It was classic stuff.
CNN is a lot like the Biden administration. They can't get any viewers, but they go viral when they don't mean to. Like everything they do where they are trying to do straight news, no, not going to happen. Howie, that's it for Grace's News. I will be back later to do police blotter facts forever.
And now Grace is going to, you're going to check out the pepper spray gun?
Yeah, I'm interested because I'm one of those people, Howie, who I'm not super comfortable firing a real gun, so I would like to have some sort of protection, so I'm going to try the pepper spray gun. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome.
Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7 today. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. I recently learned why Balance 7 is so good for me. It dilutes the acid that's built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When the acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function like you or I were 20 years old again. Does your diet include any of the following? Beer, wine, soft drinks, or processed meats? If so, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 drives out the acid so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Often I'm asked to try a product and can be skeptical. By the way, Balance 7 took a break from advertising on the show last fall, but they noticed I was still buying the product. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty, but really I wasn't trying to be loyal. I just love it. It works for me, and I've been taking it for over a year now. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all of this happens because of too much acid. You should give Balance 7 a try. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com. That's balance7.com, or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you'll save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code word Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Roe is dead. Six extremists on the United States Supreme Court have decided that they can force all of America to bend to their personal, religious, and moral views.
They followed the Constitution. So the fake Indian called the Supreme Court extremists. You want to... AOC, listen, this is AOC, cut 11.
Decision!
Illegitimate!
This decision!
Illegitimate!
Over the streets!
Illegitimate extremists? I smell insurrection in the air. This is an existential threat to our democracy. This is an attempted coup, is it not? When is the June 24th committee going to meet? 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, as usual, Warren's got it wrong. There was one dissenting vote. That was Roberts. And my point to this is this. If Roberts couldn't make a decision one way or the other, what the hell good is he? He should abdicate his position. I mean, even the liberals voted one way or the other. And I say, he obviously doesn't want people protesting outside his house. So that's why he had a dissenting vote.
Yeah, he really is Casper Milquetoast here. He's just pitiful. But at least he voted with him. He just said, "Oh, I think they went a little too far, but I'm going to go with them. Please stay away from me, my house tonight." You know, it's just I agree. Thanks for the call, Jay. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, thanks. Couple quick things. You think Singletary will not care about gas prices if she has to fly and drive these people to other states?
Yeah, that's the one, the Washington Post reporter who said inflation isn't a big problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say that potential victims are the first responders, and you keep them from becoming victims because you got the Second Amendment. And that's just a statement, but I got a question for you, too. A lot of Massachusetts people are going to be up in New Hampshire through the holiday weekend. Is it allowable to get petition votes from Massachusetts residents on the beaches of New Hampshire, or is that like a taboo?
No. As long as you can get the. You mean for the illegal alien driver's license petitions? Yeah. By the way, we don't have the. We thought we might have the petitions today to start the drive, but Mara Healy has decided to slow walk it for a while longer, so we don't have any petitions here today. But no, I don't think there's any problem getting it. You just get the. All you have to do is have the right town, and the person who signs it to get it certified has to be a registered voter in the city or town that's at the top of the petition. That's all you need. You can get them in the, why can't you get them at the Pheasant Lane Mall or at the beach, wherever? Thanks for the call, Zebra. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe, quickly. Oh, no time. All right, we're going to take some more calls when we get back. 844-500-4242, 413. I see we're back to woman and not birthing people. A lot of biologists today on Twitter, as has been noted elsewhere. I'm Howie Carr.